The first full day of summer is coming up this Sunday, June 20th. It also seems fitting for it to also be Father's Day. Well, dads across the country will be more than happy to get out the grill and prove that he is the ruler of the summertime barbecue. And while grilling tips will be imparted from father to son, it is also well known the invaluable role fathers play in passing down the faith to their children. Joining me today to share the impact of her father in her faith journey is our friend Miriam Marston, host of Blazing the Trail. You hear every Wednesday at 7:30 right here on Mater Dei Radio. Good morning, Miriam. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda. Good morning, Aaron.
Well, Miriam, very quickly, you are there at St. Anthony Padua. You know, maybe people may not have realized, but his feast day, just this last Sunday, did you guys celebrate it at your parish?
It was on June 13th, and we did celebrate it. In fact, we had a very special occasion here at St. Anthony's in Tigard. We unveiled a beautiful new icon of St. Anthony, which is now in our church. And so that really marked the occasion. And it's a beautiful icon, which had all the different symbols of our beloved St. Anthony.
Oh, wonderful. I'd look forward. Maybe if you are looking for a parish to visit, definitely check out St. Anthony's and get an opportunity to see that beautiful icon. Miriam, I just had a wonderful time with my parents. They were here for a week. We were celebrating graduations, and they're leaving today. Those are blessed times that we get to spend, you know, and even especially as they get older, even more blessed and precious. Kind of share your thoughts about visiting and having time with your family.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. And you're reminding me that we're coming up close. I haven't seen my own parents in a couple of years, because COVID put a delay on everyone's travels. So they are finally able to make it from France next month. So we are just counting down the days and weeks till we can reunite with my parents and my brother and my nephew. So I'm really excited about that. You know, it's tough when we look back on the last year. You know, I see that there were a lot of blessings and, you know, ups and downs and challenges, but I'm very grateful for the last year. But there were a lot of milestones, Brenda, and my parents weren't there to join with those milestones. So my consecration, the birth of my sister's twins, first communions. So I think we're going to take some time this summer to carve out just a little, like, you know, a half hour, an hour there, a day there, to say, hey, okay, we're going to dedicate this time to celebrating someone's 70th birthday or 40th birthday.
Absolutely.
We're really looking forward to that. It'll be special.
Well, Miriam, just as parents don't want to miss any of the milestones their children have throughout their growing up years, you know, I don't think parents ever lose that, and they want to be there for the milestones that their adult children are, you know, making. And it is great to hear that your parents will be able to make that trip. Miriam, you're a woman of deep faith. Did your father play a role in your faith upbringing?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I was, you know, preparing for our interview and pondering this. I was just thinking, the first thing that came to mind, Brenda, of all things, was my father is a storyteller. And so my dad's a writer and a wonderful storyteller. And some of my earliest childhood memories are hearing bedtime stories or just stories during the day that my dad would tell. And this really helped kind of fashion my imagination and inspired me to begin writing. So I wrote my first poem when I was about 7 years old, and then wrote short stories, trying to emulate and imitate what my dad was doing. And we were very close, my dad and I, and that sometimes can be a double-edged sword, because sometimes when you're very similar, you can butt heads a little bit.
Sure.
But, you know, we get along great, and I am so grateful for the example he gave of this storytelling, because what it did was also to open up my heart to the story of the gospel and the story of what God has done in the world and in our own lives and in our community. It really got me to look through that storytelling lens. And alongside that, Brenda, I would say there was something I learned that was very important for my father, was just to ask questions about the world around me and to have this kind of posture and sort of a disposition of wonder before the world. And that wonder then leads to gratitude for the God who created all of this wondrous creation. And so that was something very important I learned as well. And I see the storytelling and the wonder and the asking questions all kind of mingled up together. And it's interesting, you know, my dad was Presbyterian and became a Catholic when I was 19. And so it was really cool to kind of see his own spiritual journey and walk alongside him as he was exploring those questions of faith. And again, to witness a parent who goes through that kind of conversion, it goes a long way to strengthen one's own sense of faith and say, okay, well, I'm seeing someone who I love and I respect make these decisions to follow Christ in this deeper, more intentional way. So I think as a young adult, I was very impressed to see him make that decision as well to become a Catholic.
Miriam Marston joining me today. Miriam, of course, the host of Blazing the Trail that you listen to every Wednesday here on Mater Dei Radio. Miriam, just listening to you talk about your father, his storytelling, and the things that you pick up on kind of maybe made me think about the Christ child and what did he learn from his foster father, St. Joseph. He must have imparted some thoughts and education and just life experience. So we're celebrating the year of St. Joseph. Can you maybe share about how fathers can look to St. Joseph as that perfect fatherly role model?
Yeah, that's a great point, Brendan. I was thinking about that, you know, I bet that Joseph was a storyteller to Jesus as well. And I kind of wondered this morning, I'm like, wow, what stories would Jesus have heard from Joseph? Of course, he would have heard the scriptures, you know, in the home, but also just the stories of family life and memories of Joseph's own childhood. And I thought the impact of this, when we then see, Brenda, the parables that Jesus tells his disciples in his earthly ministry, I thought about the role that Joseph would have played in helping to teach Jesus to teach in parables through stories. And so I thought that was just a lovely reflection, seeing that Joseph might have, just influenced Jesus' own style of teaching, especially through parables and storytelling.
Oh, it's just, that's wonderful. I love your comparisons and I love our time today. Miriam, we've been telling people lots of ways they can celebrate their fathers this weekend. Above all, we remind them to pray for our fathers.
Definitely. Oh, gosh, please pray for our fathers. And I want to wish all the dads out there a very happy Father's Day.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Miriam, we are so excited for your time today. Very quickly before we close, what do we have coming up this week on Blazing the Trail?
Yeah, I'm speaking with David Dawson, who joins us from the Diocese of Houma-Thibodaux in Louisiana. So I'm looking forward to sharing that interview with our listeners.
We're looking forward to it. Also, Miriam, we so appreciate your time today. Thank you so very much.
You are most welcome. God bless you all.
God bless you too.